On Hoosier Ag Today, we're joined by Levi Riggs of Riggs Ag Solutions. And Levi is a Channel Seed Pro here to talk about how that Channel Seed is doing during the 2025 growing season. Levi, you cover West Central Indiana, and just in a quick summary to begin with, corn and soybeans, how do they look so far this year?
Yeah, Andy, in my area, corn and soybeans look really, really strong. We're really excited about the Preceon short corn. We have the highest adoption rate of Preceon short corn in the nation in West Central Indiana, and a lot of momentum behind that. We're really excited. The channel numbers are looking really strong. Corn in general, I mean, we just haven't had a lot of disease pressure. We have been spraying some fungicide. We have had some southern rust come in here late. Gray leaf spot's been kind of the bugaboo this year with disease, but tar spot just really hasn't really made much of an impact in our area too much. So that's kind of been a blessing. But we did spray for some southern rust here recently.
So disease, not much of a problem, some of it, but not much of a problem. What else has been a key to these good-looking crops as we speak today?
Well, we've been getting timely rains. I don't recall in August where we've received so much rain, especially up kind of in the northwest side around Attica. Those guys up in that area are getting some rains on some soil. That we haven't seen in August.
We are looking now at a shift in weather, so it will be at least a couple of weeks possibly of dry weather, but along with that will come a drop in average daily high temperatures, some 70, 75 degree weather. So in soybeans, first of all, pod fill, where are we on that, and what might a couple of weeks of that kind of weather mean for pod fill?
Well, I mean, we still are looking for rain to get maximum pod fill. We're doing pretty good. I had a customer tell me he had 100 pods on one of his plants yesterday that he counted. So, I'm excited about where we're going to finish. I think we'll finish with being stronger than we maybe thought.
What about the finish for the corn crop? How does that look in your estimation at this point?
Well, in this heat that we've had here recently, I think the corn's been struggling to respire. We've started to dent. I think a lot of fields have probably started to dent by now. And I guess we'll just kind of see how this cool weather plays out. If the corn can breathe a little bit more, maybe we can pack in some more grain. I've noticed that corn's just not as many rows around this year as typical, but maybe there's still a window to pack in some deeper grain fill.
It does sound like the way things look at the moment, you are pretty optimistic that we'll have some pretty good yields come harvest time. USDA obviously is saying yields are going to be fantastic. Are you in that camp as far as potential anyway?
Well, I think in my immediate area, which is Danville, Indiana, we're going to see an outstanding crop. But, you know, we got off to a kind of a rough start in Indiana as a whole, just with too much rain early. You got just way too much rain at planting all the way up through Lebanon and Kokomo, and south of me, you know, Clayton, US 40 south, just had a really big struggle getting planted on time, and just too much rain. So I think when the final numbers come in, you'll see that we weren't quite as good as what they predicted.
Levi Riggs joining us, a seed pro, Channel Seed Pro, Riggs Ag Solutions. Good update. We do hope it's a great harvest and a safe one too, Levi. We appreciate the information today.
Well, thank you, Andy.